My guest was in deep fear, torment, actually lost her mind. The only solution doctors had at that time was 8 years of horrific shock treatments. After that, no hope. Then a miracle happened. She was set free. But later on, God gave her a dream that was released to 6 million people, and miracles erupted not only in her life, but in their life for those that heeded God's instructions. Next. Holy Spirit, you are awesome in this place. I plead the blood of Messiah, and I surrender this platform to you, Holy Spirit. Take over. God, show us your glory. My guest, Peggy Joyce Ruth, was raised Baptist, and one day, as a good Baptist, she witnessed to a Buddhist neighbor and instantly lost her mind. Peggy, what happened?
Well, I was reared in a Christian home, married a wonderful Christian man, and we lived in an apartment, and this Buddhist lady moved into the apartment behind us. And every time I would walk by her apartment, I would feel so much fear, and I couldn't imagine, but I didn't want her to go to hell. And so I didn't know my Bible very well, but I did know that we had to accept Jesus to go to heaven, and I wanted her there. And so finally, one day, I got up enough nerve and I knocked on her door and I said, I'd like to come in and tell you about Jesus. And so the only thing I remember that she said was, if you'll give me equal time. Well, that sounded reasonable. I didn't know anything about spiritual warfare. I knew nothing about that. I knew I loved the Lord and I wanted her in heaven. And so she let me come in. I don't remember anything I said. I think I was probably through in 5 or 10 minutes, but, and I don't remember anything else that she said, but I just know that while I was in her house, it was real dark. She was burning a lot of candles and it just an eerie feeling. But all of a sudden, I felt something enter me. It was like something just entered in me and fear engulfed me. I mean, I was in such tormenting fear from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. All I could think about was, I've got to get out of here. And when I got out, there was a park nearby and I circled the park. I kept walking around the park trying to get this off of me before my husband got home that night. And I didn't. It was 8 years later. I spent that 8 years going to the library, studying encyclopedias, trying to do anything to try to get myself free. After 8 years, I just gave up. And probably the first time I had given up. And I went outside one night and I said, God, I don't even know if you're there anymore. But if you're there, find me and bring me back. I can't get back on my own. Find me and bring me back. And I didn't realize God immediately, he was waiting for me to give up. And I didn't realize that he immediately went to work on that. The next week, my husband had to be in New Orleans for a meeting with his company. And it was a week meeting. And he thought maybe it would be good for me to be able to get away. So he said, go with me. And we did. And the first night we got there, we were walking down the streets. And I had long given up reading. I didn't read anything because everything I read frightened me. And so anyway, we went in this little bookstore, a Logos bookstore, and I saw a book by Pat Boone, A New Song. Well, I loved Pat Boone. I enjoyed his movies. And so I picked that book up and Jack got The Late Great Planet Earth. And we went back to our hotel that night and we read literally all night long. And I couldn't put the book down. Well, the next day Jack went to his meeting and I kept reading again. He was telling about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Of course, I'd never heard of that. And he was telling about just the joy. And I just finally just cried out and I said, God, I need that. I want that so badly. And God baptized me in his Holy Spirit. Didn't even know what it was, but I mean, the power came down and just literally flooded me. And I was running around in that little hotel room, just clapping and dancing and telling the Lord how much I loved him and just saying, God, I can't remember ever being this happy. I can't ever remember this. It had been so long since I'd had any kind of joy. And so after that, Jack got the baptism before we left that weekend, and we decided not to tell anyone, that we'd just go home and pray in their prayer tongue together and enjoy the Lord. And so we went home and we did this for 2 years, just prayed together, and it was, that 2 years was just joy. I can't even begin to tell you the happiness and the joy that I felt in those 2 years. And all of a sudden, some of those fears started coming back after the 2 years. And I said,
And you know what? Just to fast forward a little bit, she learned about deliverance. And she got set free by probably a demon of fear.
Oh.
And Buddhism and a few other things.
Yes. Yes.
Then after you got free, couple days later, the thoughts came back.
And when the thoughts came back, God gave me a vision, because I was crying out to Him. I knew what it meant to be close to the Lord then. And I was just crying out, Lord, I don't know what's happening. And He gave me a vision, and I saw myself sitting in a chair. And there was a man dressed in white, and he had me open my mouth, and there was a black tooth in my mouth. And then he said, this is what we're going to do. And all of a sudden, my body became transparent, and the black roots from that tooth went all down my arms, down my legs. I was just all through my body, those black roots. And he pulled that tooth out, and all the roots came out, but it left holes all through my body. And then he looked at me and he said, this is what we're going to do. And he started packing those holes. At the time, I didn't know what he was packing it with. Later, the Lord showed me that he was packing it with the Word of God. And that's what I was going to have to do. And
And what difference did it make?
He told me, I'm going to give you an exchange system. And you know, God speaks to you, and He just uses just a few words sometimes, but it means so much. And He told me an exchange system, that every evil thought, every fearful thought, every negative thought, every thought that didn't line up with the Word of God, He wanted me to exchange it for a promise from God's Word. And He said that if I would do that, it would take care of everything. It does.
Look, the world was getting very dark, and Peggy was concerned about it. And she asked God, is there any way to be protected from every evil coming on earth? And God answered her. Every evil known to man, God answered her. This answer is needed now more than ever. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Peggy had a prophetic dream that has changed the lives, literally, of millions of people. Tell me about that dream, Peggy.
Yes. I was asking God, I see so much evil going on in the world. Is there any way we can escape from this evil? Or do we just take whatever comes or trust you? Mm-hmm. What do we do? And I had a vision. Actually, it was a dream. I was out in an open field, and I was asking that same question. Is there any way to be protected from all we see coming on the earth?
Every evil.
Every evil. Is there any way? Or do we just take what comes? And suddenly, I heard God's voice out of heaven, maybe up out of my spirit, but it was in the dream, and I heard God saying, in your day of trouble, call on me and I will answer. Well, when I heard that, in the dream, I was clapping and jumping and dancing, and we were alone out in this field. Just so happy. And I didn't know what the answer was, but I knew that God had said that. And all of a sudden, I looked, and in the dream, people started filling up the field. At first, it was just a handful of people. And then suddenly, as far as the eye could see in every direction, it was full of people, and we were all clapping and dancing because of the answer, jumping and telling God how much we loved Him and all this. Well, the next day, I just kept thinking, was that a scripture? In your day of trouble, call on me and I will answer. And I knew it was important for me to find out if it was from the Word of God. And so I just kept saying, God, is this a scripture? Where did this come from? Well, I was listening to a tape by Shirley Boone, Pat Boone's wife, and in it, she was just giving a sermon, and she quoted a scripture, and she said, let's see, I don't know where that's from. Maybe Psalm 91. No, it's not Psalm 91. And she went right on, just that tiny little mention. But my heart just leaped out of my chest when I heard the word Psalm 91. God was getting that word to me. And so I...
You didn't recognize that scripture from
Psalm
91.
Oh, no, I'd never read it.
Okay.
You know, I didn't really know my Bible very well back then. And so anyway, I looked it up, and there was the exact scripture that God had quoted to me in the dream. In your day of trouble, call on me, and I will answer. And when I looked at Psalm 91 and started studying it, because I started studying it night and day, I knew it was God. And when I started looking, every evil known to man is covered in that one psalm. And God gives us the answer. Every evil known to man, whatever's coming against us, God has the answer for us in this Psalm 91 covenant. I mean, that's miraculous. Think about that. It's 16 short verses, and He answers every problem that man can possibly have.
I'll tell you what, Peggy has over 6 million of her books about Psalm 91 in print today. It's mandatory to get the book and the exclusive brand new updated audio teaching CDs in your hands. Actually, for every member of your family, Peggy, take a few minutes and share one brief testimony of someone's life that was changed.
My husband really, I mean, he wanted our 2 children to know Psalm 91. He wanted them to know that it works. And so we had a tornado that was on the ground in Brownwood. And in fact, it was in our area from our front yard. We could see the tornado. And the mobile unit from a radio station was at the foot of our hill watching the tornado. And everybody, we found out later, had put their children under mattresses and, you know, they were hiding their children from the tornado. We could see it. Jack woke the children up and he said, get your Bibles. Get outside, we're going to have to take authority. And he took those kids outside and had them reading Psalm 91 directly to that tornado. In a little while, he got a peace. He said, everything's okay. And so, but you could still see the tornado. We walked back in the house, and about that time, the unit down below our hill said, this is nothing short of a miracle. And I used the word miracle. This is a miracle. That tornado has suddenly just zipped back up into the clouds and has disappeared.
You know, if this was one or two stories, it would be wonderful. But you have unlimited testimonies of people that have just read out loud Psalm 91 and have personalized it for themselves. And when they do this, you should hear what happens to people in military battle, what happens to people with terrorism, what happens to a woman that's about to be raped. Well, after teaching on Psalm 91 for over 50 years, Peggy has such revelation. Some of you have missed a little bit, a major ingredients for it to work properly. She says this will work properly for everyone, for your total protection. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call to get the book Psalm 91, God's Umbrella of Protection, and a newly updated 2-CD audio set, plus a handy Psalm 91 prayer card, and even a special bonus prayer card just for your kids and grandkids. This supernatural security package is a must-have for the times we live in. All yours for a donation of $35. Ask for offer number 9837. Shipping and handling is included. In addition to Peggy's deep teaching, be encouraged by over 30 real-life Psalm 91 miracle testimonies, like a man who, after a plane crash and nearly 2 days in the ocean, escaped a killer shark and hypothermia, and lived. A serial rapist who was totally stopped from harming his victim by the protective power of Psalm 91. How one of the most noted actors of all time carried a handwritten Psalm 91 given to him by his loving dad as his son shipped out and then survived many brushes with death in brutal aerial combat. The famed actor carried that Psalm 91 note for the rest of his long life.
My book, Psalm 91, God's Umbrella of Protection, will tell you all of the protection covenant that God has made available to us. There's absolutely nothing that can come against you that's not in that protection covenant. I want you to see that God loved us enough that He gave us this protection covenant.
With this Psalm 91 book and CD set, you will discover the secret missing ingredient that fully activates Psalm 91. Know with certainty that God will answer you whenever you call on Him. Recognize four kinds of surprise attacks by the enemy so you can quickly run to God through Psalm 91 and get the exact help you need. Deploy Psalm 91 to find comfort in the midst of every anxiety, fear, and trouble, and escape from harm. Unfold the seven promises of God in your life and also be equipped to access the secret place to find safety when you're in personal danger and during natural disasters and societal breakdown. Don't miss out on getting Peggy's supernatural book, Psalm 91, and her matching updated two-part audio CD set, plus the Psalm 91 Carry With You prayer card and the special bonus card for children to help them not be afraid. All yours for a donation of $35. Ask for offer number 9837. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9837 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Peggy, so many millions of people have read the revelations you've gleaned over 50 years, and it's working for so many people with so many miracles. I've read about them in your books, and every time you do a reprint, you add new testimonies because there's so many. But there's some that it hasn't worked for. You believe it's supposed to work for everyone.
Absolutely. It's a covenant given to God's children. And so if he's given it to all of His children, it's not going to work for some and not for others. But there's something we have to do. You know, I know a lot of people, and maybe they'll quickly say Psalm 91 before they go to work in the morning or, you know, but we've got to come to a place where that Psalm 91 becomes more real to us than the circumstances. We have to come to a place where we've said it to God back in a prayer, a covenant prayer, and we said, God, this is Your covenant to me. You're the God of the universe. You're not going to lie to me. Everything else may lie. The world may lie. But Lord, I believe this with every fiber of my being. We have to believe it with everything
in our
being.
So if someone just reads it like they're reading a book, it's not going to work.
No. I'd rather they do that than nothing, but no, it's not going to work. They've got to come to a place where that becomes so real to them. And one of the things we have to really work against is fear. Because you can look around and you can believe Psalm 91, but when you see what's going on, if you get your eyes on the fear, it'll keep you from really believing that word. So fear is one of the big things we have to say we've got to get rid of.
Can you tell me a testimony where someone, because of that, reading that psalm, overcame a fearful event?
Yes. Angela had a friend in college, and her mother and dad were pastors, and they believed in Psalm 91. And she had someone knock on her door. And she just thought it was one of the friends. It was a Sunday morning. And she opened the door, and this man pushed his way in. And he was a big, strong man. She was just a young girl. And there was no way in the natural that she could have been protected. She said at first, fear just went all over her. And then she said, no, I've got a Psalm 91 covenant. And so she started confessing her Psalm 91 covenant. She started telling him, I have the God of the universe living on the inside.
She literally said that.
Oh, yeah. She told him all this. And it was 45 minutes of back and forth, you know. And he tried to attack her, but she was protected. Later, well, there were two girls. This basically happened to a different girl. And when that girl, when she went to testify against the man, every other person that he had broken into the apartment, he had raped them. She was the only one that escaped. And she knew why she escaped, because she was using Psalm 91. That was pouring out of her mouth. She knew it, and she wasn't going to turn loose.
I have something to ask you. Peggy said, you know as well as you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead. There are people watching us right now. You've never had experiential knowledge with God, where no one can ever take it away from you. Well, most people don't know this, but it's available to everyone. It's available to you. I want you to repeat this prayer out loud with me. Believe it to the best of your ability. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
For which I'm so sorry.
For which I'm so sorry.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
I believe the blood of Jesus.
The Messiah of Israel.
The Messiah of Israel.
Washes away all of my sins.
Washes away all of my sins.
And I'm clean.
And I'm clean.
It's so good to be clean.
So good to be clean.
And now that I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
I make you my Lord.
I make you my Lord.
I make you my Savior.
I make you my Savior.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I want my own experience with you.
I want my own experience.
That no one can ever take away.
No one can ever take away.
Amen.
Amen.
Peggy, read the 91st Psalm. And let people even be healed and delivered as you read it.
Amen. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you're my refuge, you're my fortress, you're my God in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and delivers you from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions. Under His wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and it's a bulwark. You'll not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 may fall at your right hand, but it will not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High. You've made Him your dwelling place. Therefore, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague be able to come near your tent. For He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you even strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion, the cobra, the young lion, and the serpent, and you'll trample them down. Because He has loved me, God says, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, just because he's known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him when he's in trouble. I will rescue him. I'll honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and I will allow him to take hold of my salvation.